G'day. Thanks for tuning in and listening to our podcast. This is Paddy and Rob Palmer. It is Thursday, the 26th of November.
Correct it is. And guess what? We spoke to the very first Paddle Pop line
ever. Aussie pickers Adam McDonald talks the crazy amount that some 90s games are being sold for.
Oh, ridiculous. And how about what's on at the movies?
Action.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood in the US of A. Actually, from Terrigal. It's time for Shane A. Bassett's movie review.
This is Sparta!
Shane A. Bassett, good morning, mate.
Morning, Shane.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Paddy.
Here we go again, buddy. Here
you
we go.
Sound cheery today, Shane. It's nice to hear.
Yeah, I reckon I got about an extra 45 minutes sleep last night. So that's a big deal for me, for someone who doesn't sleep very well.
Yeah, it makes a difference, doesn't
that
it, buddy?
That is key.
Yeah.
And then we're talking about a Christmas movie today too, and I'm a bit of a fan of Christmas movies.
Well, the one we're talking about is Christmas Chronicles Part 2.
Welcome to the North Pole.
Santa!
Kate Pierce. How did you get here? You and Jack are supposed to be on vacation with your family.
Our shuttle fell into this wormhole.
Have a nice trip.
Are you Mrs. Claus?
Uh-huh.
Ah! What is that thing?
Use an F.
What's it like, mate? Christmas right, Chronicles.
Do I just press buy straight away?
Well, unlike last week when we spoke about Mel Gibson as Batman playing Santa Claus, this week we've got none other than Kurt Russell reprising the role of Santa Claus that he played in the Christmas Chronicles, which only came out last year. Now, this one has just dropped a couple of days ago on Netflix, The Christmas Chronicles 2. Goldie Hawn is also in it. Of course, his real-life wife. But you know what? It's family-friendly. It has a little bit more money behind it, so the budget's higher. It's directed by Chris Columbus, who directed Home Alone, one of the great Christmas movies, and it's family-friendly for everyone to watch. So although it's not a classic, it's got some really good fun stuff in it. You know, some of the kids from the original movie return. A naughty kid wants to cancel Christmas, so that's how it all comes about, this storyline. And it's worth watching. I mean, I liked it. And Kurt Russell, I mean, you can't go wrong there.
Sounds like me sorted for this Friday night. What do we give it stars-wise?
You know what? I'm going to give it 3 out of 5 stars.
3 out of 5. Christmas Chronicles number 2 on Netflix now.
All right. And yes, the other feature we want to have a look at is this one, Palm Springs.
So now what do we do?
You just have to embrace the fact that nothing matters.
Do you sleep with people in here?
Great question.
I have, but it takes a lot of work.
May I cut in? It's the first dance. And that's a deal breaker.
That didn't work. Let's waste some time.
I'm hearing this is a good flick, mate.
Oh, look, I'll tell you what, Paddy, it's surprised me. It's probably in my top 10 already for 2020.
Wow.
Andy Samberg, he's a pretty good actor. I haven't seen a lot of his stuff because he does mainly TV. But Andy Samberg plays a guy, they're at a wedding. The maid of honor is doing a speech. She's really mucking it up, getting it all wrong. He steps in, helps her out. They hit it off, have the night together. But when they wake up, it all happens again, just like Groundhog Day, and it keeps on happening. But what they do is keep going to the wedding every day and doing all this crazy, funny stuff. Now, the ending, I'm not going to give away here, but has a bit of controversy to it. So please watch it without knowing anything, because it does go in a direction that you'll be very surprised at. But Palm Springs is a great film. I loved it. Very, very funny and has some good moments.
Is it at the movies?
It's Amazon Prime only, Paddy. So it's streaming, but it's exclusive to Amazon Prime only at this stage.
Amazon.
So what Paddy, I'm going to get to...
Paddy Gerard's got to expand his horizons when it comes to streaming services.
I'm going to get Rob to FaceTime it like you did with the other one the other day.
He doesn't have anything. He doesn't have Stan either, so he's basically he's trapped.
Oh, that's just... Look, I understand that, Paddy, because there's like about 9 different streaming services to choose from, and a lot of the movies, are exclusive to certain streaming services, so that makes you want to buy them. But you can have like free trials. I know that Amazon has a free trial, and it really is worth getting that free 1 or 2 week trial to watch Palm Springs.
Paddy's not disciplined enough to stop after the free trial expires, so he's going to find himself with all these different
things. That's right,
things.
And I forget, like my daughter set one up with Disneyland or Disney whatever it was, and I'm there, we're still paying for it, whatever.
Disney and Plus.
Disney Plus.
Thank you.
Well, because hang on, we got Foxtel, we got Netflix, I'm not going to have any more, and then next year I want to get KO, so no, enough's enough.
No, forget KO, because the rugby's going to Channel 9.
Oh, a reason not to go
and
to Channel
Stan.
9. All right, Shane A. Bassett. Mate, what would you give Palm Springs? Did you say?
I'm going to give it 4.5 out of 5. It's a really good movie.
Okay, yeah, I'm going around to Rob's place to watch it. And, mate, people can get you on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle, mate?
Yeah, all my movie reviews and celebrity interviews are on Instagram and Twitter @movie_analyst.
You're a good man. Thanks for that, Shane, eh?
Cheers, guys.
We've got Chris King. He's Manager of Arts and Entertainment, Gosford City Council. Joins us this morning.
G'day, Kingy.
G'day, boys. How are you? Would like to be on Triple M. So, listen, they're pulling down Channel 9 Studios, so I want to tell you a little story. When I came to Sydney when I was 16, I was on a live television show called the Super Flying Fun Show, and for your Triple N listeners who will remember this, I was the first ever paddle pop lion.
The first ever.
It gets better.
Wow.
So I've never told anyone that, guys, so now you've got it. And so I got a job on the fun show, right? So the fun show was live, and I can remember one time, the day we went colour. So television used to be black and white, believe it or not, and we went colour. And on the show, so there was Marty and Miss Marilyn. Marty had the two emus, and Marty walks out. Marilyn's wearing a bright pink dress, and Marty walks out to her live on TV and says, "Miss Marilyn, don't you look resplendent in that green dress?" And we were going, "What's he doing? It's obviously pink." Anyway, we went to a commercial break, and the producer comes up, Daryl, because Marty's real name is Daryl. "Marty, what are you doing? What are you doing?" And Marty said, "Can you imagine how much money someone spent to buy a colour TV?" And I've gone out and said that, and now they think the bloody thing doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some good stories from those days, boys. And, you know, it's a shame to see it go. It's quite sad, actually, because I cut my teeth there before the Young Doctors, before all the television shows I've worked on. Yeah, that was it. So it was amazing. You boys could do live. Live TV, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. And where are the 9 studios going to be now?
In North Sydney.
I have not.
North Sydney. Yeah,
they?
so they've moved from Willoughby. Yeah, selling off Willoughby.
Yeah, they're selling it off.
And it's all moved to North Sydney. Oh, they've got
a
special
amount of land, guys. There's a massive amount of land there. You know, there's cottages all over the place on that site. It's really unbelievable.
A lot of memories. Oh,
absolutely huge.
If the walls could talk, Chris.
I just did, Patty.
Yeah. The walls are talking.
Thanks for that, mate.
Hang on, mate. See you guys.
We've got Adam McDonald from Aussie Pickers and Lawson's Auctions with us. G'day, Ad.
Hello, Adam.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Mate, not too bad. Look, you do a lot of memorabilia. If people can get a Guns N' Roses ticket, do you reckon they could sell it? Because they will sell out. They will sell out. Do you reckon you get one and just sell it at a higher price later?
Absolutely. I think it's called scalping, isn't it? I think it's a legit business.
Mate, is that legal, though? Is it legal?
No. Let's be honest. No.
Okay.
Well,
Rob will get a part of it there, Paul.
I was at the last time they came out here. Do you remember the last time they came out here and played at Eastern Creek?
Yes, I
saw
them.
Rob was there.
And they were like 4 hours late?
Yep. They were, but I didn't care because I'd had a day at the motor racing and I was half cut anyway.
I think everybody was.
Yeah.
He was so drunk, he thought he was seeing Runs and Goses. He said, "Is this a tribute band?"
Hey, Adam, what about the, there's a Guns N' Roses, this is one of the best pinball machines I've ever played, was the Guns N' Roses pinball machine. Are they still around?
Yeah, they would be still around. They might be hard to find, but they are still around, yeah.
What sort of coin do you pay for a rare pinball machine these days?
Oh, you'd be up around 15K, 20K for a real rare one.
No.
Yeah. I tried to get a, you know, those old tabletop games.
Yes.
Where you sit down. I tried to buy one of them just last week, but I didn't even get close to it.
So what money
what
would you be
ask?
Talking?
That's like with Pac-Man and things like that on it.
It had Pac-Man, it had Galaga, Frogger, all the classics.
And what were they asking?
Well, they weren't asking. It was at another auction house, so I went for $1,500 and I pulled out, and I didn't get it. Someone else got it for $2,500, I think it was.
Wow. $2,500, geez. And earlier on this week, we were talking about Pokemon Red and Yellow games selling for more than $100,000 each.
Yeah.
Now, the catch was it had to be in its case. So who buys these and don't use these games? Seriously.
I've got no idea. But you know what they say, a fool and his money soon passes.
Yeah.
The thing with those Pokemon is Pokemon's been around for about 30 years. So Pokemon, so with collecting, it's I call it the 30-year itch. And as soon as something sort of hits 30 years old, that's when everybody tries to buy it back, and they're just buying their youth back, and that's what they try and do.
History repeating itself.
Yeah, that's right.
So, like our kids grew up with Pokemon games. They have them for the Game Boy Color and all that, but those actual games are only worth $24, $25 on eBay.
That's right. So the thing with the collecting game is what these companies do, and it's genius, they'll saturate the market with 99% of their product, and then 1% they'll print 4 cards. Therefore, they're collectible. So then all these Pokemon or Pokemaniacs, if you want to call them, they want that one card because they're so rare. It's just a marketing genius.
Yeah. Well, then not only just do they not get the card, but they buy 1,000 packs looking for the card.
That's exactly right. It's like Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really clever. It's marketing.
It's just very clever marketing. And it sort of started in the late 70s, early 80s, when sort of cartoons really hit their straps with stuff like Masters of the Universe and all those sort of things. And the manufacturing, you really were pumping out your product. So that's when all that sort of malarkey started.
You know, we're talking about Pokemon with the Color Boy game console and that. Are they worth any sorts of decent money, or they just go for the standard secondhand price?
Yeah, I think they might be a little bit collectible, but with the collecting game, it's all about condition, you know. So if little Bobby's been playing it nonstop for weeks and weeks, it's not real good. But if you find one that's still in the box, that's when you're sort of making your money.
Right. Yeah.
It's like Paddy's magazine collections. They're in shocking condition.
What sort of magazines, Paddy?
Adam McDonald from Aussie Pickers. If anyone wants a valuation on any of the memorabilia or collectibles they have, what's the website they can go to?
Just go to Facebook, and it's called What's It Worth. Hit me there. Yeah, What's It Worth? And I'll send me some photos, and I'll tell you what you should do with it.
Actually, I do have Elle Macpherson in the Playboy magazine. Is that worth any money?
Well, again, condition, Paddy.
Yeah, condition, Paddy.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Adam McDonald. We've got to go. Goodbye, mate. Thank you very much.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Robert.
Speaking of Woolies, there's a trial underway for a car wash at Woolies.
Car wash?
Car wash. It's actually not for cars, though. It's a miniature one. It's for trolleys. They're thinking it'll speed up because, you know, how everyone goes in and wipes down a trolley.
Yep, I do.
You do? Yep. I don't. I either hope that someone else might have done it for me and I pull the trolley out, or I just sanitise my hands when I leave the shop. You know, just stop picking your nose in the aisles and you'd be right.
I'd rather sanitise it first because you haven't washed your hands. You've held onto that.
Well, I sanitise when I get in the car. I've got a little jar in the car.
Yeah, but you picked up all the items.
And then I've in the car, get out and I'm clean.
You put your clean hands on a dirty trolley.
Yeah.
And then you're going to pick everything up.
Who knows?
Bag's not going to your place for dinner then.
Do you reckon people will start to try and sneak like baby prams in with the trolleys into the car wash? Because you could get it. Because what happens is 10 trolleys at a time get pushed through this standalone unit.
That's good.
And they get sprayed with a disinfectant.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
See, that's really good. I think it's a good idea.
There's a little machine that washes it down and like scrubs it or anything.
Yeah. Just so you're going to have clean trolleys.
Disinfectant spray.
Well done. And when does that come into
play? Take the kid out of the, pram.
Or, you know, you might be able to disinfect the kid because sometimes they're messy.
They are dirty.
Yeah, aren't they?
Seen when they get a cold and it just runs out the nose? No, sooner do you wipe it.
You know what?
Then it's running back into their mouth and you say,
I could tell you, when Callum and Hannah were born, when they were little, never put them in one of those baby things in the trolley. No way.
How about people that will offer you their child for a hug and knowing full well that their face is streaming with snot? You go, I'm not touching that kid. Maybe, you're trying to be polite.
Maybe they do want to sanitise the kids as well as the trolley and the prams. That's not a bad idea.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?